Sometimes it's hard for me to receive the promises of God because I look at myself and I see my weaknesses. When I look to God in faith, then I can receive His promises, no matter how unlikely it seems that they will be fulfilled in me. But if I approach it through faith and do what the Scripture asks me to do, then I can receive the promises of God. It's just that simple. Sometimes I get caught up with people who, because they can't accept the promises of God, they tell me this is normal to live with defeat, to live defeated every day. I don't want to do that, but sometimes I don't think it's possible to live free from sin. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also bring alive your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. You see, there's a great promise here, a promise of liberty. But Paul has been talking previously in this chapter about presenting ourselves to God, yielding ourselves to God so that we can have freedom and liberty from sin. And he's saying here, if the Spirit of God raised up Jesus from the dead, then He can help you too. He can bring you alive. He can put to death that body of sin that's within us. That's what it says. And so believing that and doing it in simple faith and accepting what God does for you and understanding that He loves you as His child and He wants you to be free, you can be free. Let's pray. Father, I pray for all who are yearning and longing for freedom from this sin principle. We'll never be free of temptation. We don't ask for that, Lord, because it says we should suffer as Christ suffered, and He suffered temptation. We don't ask for freedom from the cross, a freedom to lay down our cross and not have to struggle against sin, because Jesus carried His cross all the way. But this is what we ask, that somehow, Lord, You'll give us liberty from this principle that does not allow us to serve You as we should. Quicken our bodies, for we have died with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.